ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara brings down the end of the Mishnah, that's there in Daf Lamed Beis, in the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah says, Dine Mamanas Tmeis Vataris Maschilim in a Godel, Dine Nefashis Maschilim in a Tzad. And when you start getting the dais of all the Dayanim, who says their day first, who says their opinion first, by Dine Mamanas and Tmeis Vataris in Godel talks first, the greatest one on the Bezin, he's the one that talks first. But by Dine Mamanas, by Dine Nefashis, I mean, then you Maschilim in a Tzad, it's a Shaila if it means the smallest one. Or it means Yisnam, and Aktanim, and Abeninim. It's a shayla exactly what it means. But you don't start from the Gadol. The Gemara says that by Rebbe, all the Minyanim, he started Minatzad, even if it wasn't Dinei Nefashis. The shayla was, why was Rebbe different? Rashi here says, because of his Anivus. He was an Anav, he didn't want to start first. He was an Anav. As the Taz and Gittin Afnantes says, another Rishayinim. Rashi Gidon Tes and Chassant, he learns that the Lesan al Rav Lefi Rebbe was even by Dine Mamanis. And Agamar learns Lesan al Rav is Dafka by Dine Nefashis. We're going to explain what Lesan al Rav means. That's what the Gemara learns at, that Dine Nefashis Meskilim in Atzad. And Rebbe held it was even by Dine Mamanis. Taiz held it wasn't Mestam, but the Rebbe should argue here on the Stam Mishnah. Taiz they hold it was Al Sanivus. The Nemuki Yosef learns from Rebbe that even by Dine Mamanis is an inyan to be maslam in Atzad. It's just not a chiyuv. And we'll discuss that also soon. And there's another pshat from the Rishayim here and the Ridvan Gittin that they say that the reason why Rebbe was maslam in Atzad was because, like we'll see, they learn up that the problem with being maslam in a gadol is that people might not want to argue. So normally by Mamanis who don't care about it, we assume they will argue, they won't mind arguing. But Rebbe, since he was so great, the Tale of Gdulim Makamechim, like it says, that Rebbe was so great, that Mamela, he was always afraid people won't want to argue on him. Mamela, they always started Minatzad. So Bekitzu, we have four pshatim, why Rebbe always started as Binyan Minatzad. Rashi says, Al Sanivus. Rashi Gittin says, because here the Lysana Rav goes on Dine Mamanis as well. The Mugi Yosef says, because there is an inyan to start Minatzad, it's just you're allowed to start Minagodl. And Rebbe wanted Mekayim the inyan of starting Minatzad. And Kama Rishayim learn that the pshat was because by Rebbe there was more of a chash. If they start from a Godl, no one's going to want to argue because Rebbe was so great. Now the Gemara says, Dini nefashis maschil Minatzad, menon emili, amra vacha rapapa makron leisan al riv, leisan al rav. But there's a big machlokes Rishayim, what exactly that means. What's a pshat on Lysan al Riv? And we'll go into it. There's really two basic pshatim. One pshat is that you're not allowed to argue on the Mufvash of a Bezdin, and the other pshat is Faket. You are allowed to argue, you're mechuyev to argue, but we're afraid that they won't want to argue. And in each pshat, there's also Sveikis machlokes Rishayim in each pshat, like we're going to explain. Rashi says Lysan al Riv ksiv below Yud, mashma Lysach like a Mufvash of a Bezdin. The Pashas Mashmais of Rashi is you're not allowed to argue on the Mufvash of a Bezdin. It's also to argue on the Mufvash of a Bezdin. The next part of Rashi, the Marshal and the Marshal, a Mayrich about, I don't want to go into all the Pshatim, I'm going to say over what the Rishayim of Ben Yoni Ramah is Mashmachloid of Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, Hilchach Loimus Mechalina Minei, therefore we don't start from the Mufvash of a Bezdin, because Dil Mechazel Chayva, but Pligalavik, because maybe he'll find the Tam Lechayva and no one's going to argue because he's the Mufvash of a Bezdin. Which means, the Rashi is bavoding like this. What's the difference if he says it first or last? L'maisa, after he says it, no one's allowed to argue. So even if he says it last, then I'll let argue. So that Rashi says like this, Ein echinami. If he would decide l'chayv, no one's allowed to argue. But you start minatzad, because maybe one of the mezakim will convince him. I say once he'll talk, it'll be much harder for anyone to convince him. But if the other ones talked first, so Mela, he'll be convinced before he even said his daya, so Mela will be shayach, he'll come out of schus. So l'fidus pshat, even after they said their daya, if the gadol disagrees with them, they have to go and be maskim to the gadol. A big chiddush. But then the Adrama says, inami. V'inami koi b'didei. Even if he holds his own, and then the gadol still says l'chayva. But since they already said it in l'schus, so Mel, they count as a minyan l'schus. They don't have to say the day again. And now they're not arguing on the Rav, so they're still going to be counted l'schus. And then he says another svara, that could be once they already said the day of l'schus, before the gadol said his day, they could continue saying the day of l'schus. So here we have a pshat l'san, the Rav means you're not allowed to argue, and that's why I have to start min atzad. And the mashmoyis of Rashi is that even once you said your day at first, still, if he says his day, he can't argue vayta. Maybe it still could be counted the schus because you said it already, or maybe once you said it, you could argue vayta. That's a shayla in the Adrama. L'maisa, this day, a kamri shaynim hold of, it's a smag, simen kuf tzadik vav, it's the ureim, it's a kuf pei dalad, and memes and it's taisis. Taisis says, didn't the fashis maschilim and atzad mishim leysan al riv? Since Taisa says derech sheli chayim la'anis, Taisa he's naming on also that the pshat is it's also to argue. You can only argue derech shela, and Taisa means like this. As I learned in the Mefarshim, the Maram, you could look at the Marasha, Cain said, Taisa saying dini nefashis you're not allowed to argue. That's why he stopped minatzat. And dinim amnis, we don't bother. So it doesn't matter. So he won't argue. So the mufli bezdin, he'll win the psak. So what does he mean, derech sheli yechayl l'anis? Because the kasha is, like the Maram explains, what in the bezdin for? If all you're going to do is just rubber stamp the galosh of a bezdin, so what in the bezdin for? What are other two people doing? You can't argue on the mufash of a bezdin. You're starting from the mufash of a bezdin. They're not doing anything. Teretz is about that they're doing something. They're going to ask Kashis. They're going to say that day and not Bederech, it's my day. They're going to ask Kashis, what about this? What about that? But maybe it's going to be a Masu, a Matam, and maybe it's going to come from all three of them. But Lamaisa, they can't argue. So Kumte says, Teretz has it said they can't argue neither by Dina Mamanis nor by Dina Nefashis. Now the Chilik is that by Dina Nefashis, we don't want a Matziv where they won't be able to say their day. We want them to say their daya, either because once they say their daya, they can continue with their daya, or it counts for a minion, or al kapanim, once they say their daya, if they say their daya with a clerk, and there's more of a tzand, that the mufash of bezin will rechem with their daya. And by dini mamanis, they can't argue, and don't care if they don't say their daya either, it doesn't matter. Let the mufash of bezin have the only daya. What are they doing in the bezin altogether? Masu matan, derech sheli yechaylam lanis. But then Taisa says another tzand. That Lysan al-Riv is going Dafka and Dina Nefash is not a Dina Mominus. And Isaiah Klora, the Smag and the Uraim that we mentioned, they say Mefurish that way also. The Issa to argue is by Dina Nefash, there's no Issa to argue by Dina Mominus. And Ben Yain is very bothered. If you're not allowed to argue by Dina Nefash, which is even more Chomer, and even more we'd want to say that everyone should be able to have a day because it's more Chomer. So Koshkem Bedina Mamanis is less chummy, you shouldn't be allowed to argue. So basically, I don't know the Teretz, either Stamets Exerius or Kosov, Dafka Bedina Nefashis, or Fakert, the Teretz wanted Dina Nefashis should need the Mufla. No one should have a day except for the Mufla. Okay, because of the Chayim of Dina Nefashis, you want Dafka the Mufla should have the day. We don't want to make it on the Raiv with the Ketana Musa having an equal day to the Mufla. Al Kapanim, this is one shita. The Lesan al Rav means you're not allowed to argue. Could be it's Dafka Bedina Mominus. Dafka Dina Fashis, I mean Bedina Mominus, you're allowed to argue. Could be even Dina Mominus, you're not allowed to argue. It's just Derech Shelu Chuvi Yechelim Lanais. Now, could be the Din is Dafka. It's Dafka if once the Godl said it, you're not allowed to argue. But if you said it before the Godl, you're allowed to argue. And that's why it's Mesilim and Atzad. Or could be, and not only even argue, even if you said it before the Gadol said it. You're only saying it before, so today the Gadol should hear your Deya, and that might influence his Deya. That's what Rashi's mashma. And Rashi's not mamish klar, the Amar version that say Rashi and Daflam and Beis on the Mishnah, he says, Dinin Nefashis Yisrael Menatzai Menaktanim Shem Yechayvenu HaGadol V'Yirtzu Lach L'Gal Dvarav. So it sounds like Lo Yirtzu means that they wouldn't want to, but they are allowed to. But here Rashi says, Ein Rishoy Lach Lik, that Yudches also by the Melech, he can't make a Melech and Sinejgus L'Sayin Al-Riv. Rashi also says you're not allowed to argue. Rashi in Gidin Afnan Tes is also by me very much mashma, you're not allowed to argue. But the Farshim speak about it. Al-Kabanim, it is a clear day in the Rishayim. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis also says in the Mishnayis, also Lach Lik, you're not allowed to argue. But in the Yad, apparently he was Chayzer, and not like the other Shittas of Rishayim. The other Shittas of Rishayim, Rabbeinu Yonah and Chedushi Aran here, the Yad Ramah says there's a second shot, the Muki Yosef brings it, the Ridvan Gittin Afnan Tes brings it, he brings it b'shem, his Rebbe's brother, Rabbi Pinchas Halevi, the Ra's brother, that Avadi allowed to argue, and Adar Abba, the Ridva and the Muki Yosef say, Nusach, you're mechuyev to argue. You're not allowed to be maskim to him, you're mechuyev to argue. And they bring a riot from the Gemara in the Avavav and Beis. The Gemara says, Minayin l'talmud sheyesh l'fnei rabbi, v'roye sheyesh l'schutz l'echa v'choyev l'echa minayin shal yishke tamaloy midvar sheket terchok. Even if he's not on the Bezdin, a talmud yesh l'fnei rabbi, if he sees that maybe his Rebbe is overlooking something, and he sees it shayach tefakeret, there's a schutz here in a choyev deis m'choyev to say. So it can't be that you're not allowed to argue. Other Rabbi Mechuyev to argue, they say. As I state in Rambam also, in Perek Yud Halach Vav, different than what he says in Pirish Mishnayis, he says, V'piyashmu lomdu she'em eskrim nefashis min agadol, shema yismuchu ashal daintiv li atzmei kedai lach l'kolav. Maybe they'll all just be saymich on himself. They won't feel that they're worthy to argue on him. Elo yoyim nekolech adav v'anir lo'y b'daitoy. Everyone should say what he knows, what he thinks in his mind. So how do you teach Leisan al-Riv? What does it mean, Leisan al-Riv? Vishleim in the first shot, Leisan al-Riv means, Leisani, you're not allowed to answer, you're not allowed to say your day al-Riv on an opinion of the Mufashu Rebezin on the Rav. How do you learn teach Leisan al-Riv? If you learn, you're allowed to say your day. So what's teach in the Pasuk? So you teach the Pasuk like this. You shouldn't be saying your day al-Riv after the Rav, because maybe you'll be influenced by the Rav, maybe you'll be unduly, unfairly influenced by the Rav, you won't say your own opinion, you'll be saymich on the Rav. So that's what means Leisana. Leisana doesn't mean Leisach-like, you shouldn't argue. Leisana means you shouldn't say your opinion after him. You shouldn't opine on the case al-Riv after the Rav. On the Rav, meaning after the Rav. You should opine before the Rav, and that way you won't be influenced by what the Rav is saying. Now, that the Rishayim have a kasha from the Talmud Sheyesh Lufnei Rabbi, V'roi Yischus Lecha V'chay V'echa Menayin Shlo Yishtek, is right that it's usher not to say your opinion, L'chay the Teretz is like Tais is saying. Avada, everyone's maskim, you can ask kashas on the Rav. That's what you're there for. It's not a one-man show. Namshat, the Rav says it and no one else says a word. Avada, you can ask kashas. The pshat is, you can't say your Deya Behechlitz. You won't be able to be oil dominion with your Deya being machlet, not like the Rav. But the Talmud is not saying, Rav, you're wrong. I hold that way. He's asking Akasha. He's saying, Rav, v'chob ha-svar ha-faket. I personally don't know, but I'm going to tell you my svar ha-faket. And the Rav is g'mechuyah, but frat by the Talmud, the Yishlof Rabbi, who doesn't have a day also, that he's not the Dayan. That's Aslan Lishnek. He has to go and say, Aslan Dvar Shekhidirchak, he has to go and say, he shouldn't be Menei because of Kavod Rav, when he should slug up the Rav. No, he should say his Deya, he should say his Kasha, he should say his Raya, he should say his Svara. But that's not called saying a Deya. We're talking about if you're allowed to go in the Bezdin, and now, Kumtais, what's the Maskana Sipsak? The Mufashu of Bezdin said, Azai, and I old Vakert. That's also Levitis Rishainim. But the Mice, like we're saying, Kam Rishainim, old no, Avadi Mechuyiv to say your Deya, your Deya Mamish. Like we said, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ran, the Ridva. Now the Sefer Chinuch, he says even more. He seems to have a different taich of Lisan al-Rav, Although he also mentions this din stam, that the gadol has to be first, because otherwise you're going to be ein al rav. But he says the mitzayin zayin, talisan al riv linter sheilelech echem and adyanam echad das dain echad gadol, ayafilo echad das roiv, al tzad sheminu lechayev elezikim, ubli sheidav muven etzloi besichloi. He has an issa de reisa for a dayan to go. This pasuk, Laisana al Riv Lintais, is an issa de reisa to Laisana al Riv Lintais, meaning you're not allowed to be Sana al Rav, meaning say the opinion of the Rav Lintais to go fakade from the Achra of your Seichel. And he fears ice with the mitzvah also that someone who does this, he says a lot of other things that negate Laisana al Rav. He says, L'sana of Limtas, like we learned in the first parak, that you need two Edom to be Mechriya, L'chayiv, by Dinin Nefashis, and also you have to be Paiskin, L'schus. And come other halachas that's learned out from L'sana al-Riv Lintas. But L'mais at the end, he says, anyone who's over in any of these halachas, he's Mechriya, the Din al-Pi, one Edom instead of two Edom, or if he's not Paiseach, L'schus, or if he's Meschil, and Agadol, and not Menatzad, or he says, if a dayan goes and doesn't say his daya, and he says he's just seimach on the das of the Rav, he's over a lav deraisa. The other Rishayim don't learn this way so clear. He seems to be learning leisan al riv lintais, leisan al rav, meaning you're not allowed to be ein al rav. Ein al rav means to agree with the Rav. Lintais, to say different from what you are chrov yoseichel. But lemaitza, I was claiming if there's a machlokes Rishayim here. Because like we said, the Ritva, the Nemuka Yosef, the Ritvan Gittin, they say in Nusach, you're not allowed to be Saimach on the Rav. And as they state even more clear in the Sefer HaChinuch. But the Ran here, and Rabbeinu Yonah is also mashman that way, he says, but it doesn't mean he's not allowed to argue. Eina azar lakon shayanach agadol b'din, the azar is fakert, that the gadol's not allowed to start his day, because maybe the Kadon won't want to argue. He won't be able to argue. And if it is miu, imrotza kadon lanis halachik al lagadol, harishus biyadet, nechein kasa rabbeinu David. And as Ezus Hamashman and Rabbeinu Yaina. So it sounds like they hold harishus biyadet, he's allowed to argue. But they never mention he's mechuyif to argue. To the Muki Yosef and the Ritvan Gittin and what he brings also from the Raz brother, Rabbeinu Pinchas Alevi, they say you're not allowed to agree with him. You're mechuyif to argue if you hold different. And that lashon is, imyirtza harishus biyadet. So couldn't they say, have three shittas? You mechuyif to say like the Muflash of a Bezdin, or you mechuyif to say your own daya, or the Ran says you have a choice. And could be it's totally, if the old son al Rav is a pshan, that you're not allowed to make it, that you're saying after the Rav, so there's no halacha, you're not allowed to agree with the Rav, there's no halacha, you're not allowed to argue with the Rav. The ikur is, you should say first, and then the Rav, because you shouldn't be influenced by the Rav. But if you only sign a Rav Lintas, means you can't agree with the Rav to say not like your own Seichel, vice versa, it's usher. But I think, Azai, you do find in Halacha L'mashal, not by your Bezdin. And you find this in the Gemara, you find this in the Rishayim, and the Achrayim, and the Peskim. You find very often that people are Mevatel Das to Gedolei Mehem. A lot of times you find, the Gemara says, when Rebbe said a Psak, and the Rishmo Rebbe Yesi said, my father said differently, Rebbe said, Kvahir is okay. We're going to do like Rebbe Shmuel, like Rebbe Yosi, Kvahir is okay. And you find Keseder, the Ramban says, I would say differently, but I can't argue on the Riv. Halacha L'mais is like the Riv. And Keseder, you find such a shmach all the time. Lidachis, you also find all the time that the Ketanim did argue on the G'day L'mehem. Always. Everyone has their own Chelek and Teir. And even someone who's not as great as someone else, it feels different. He has reshus to argue. And very often they do argue. And what's keveya? When's the pshat that you mevatel das and when's the pshat that you argue? That's totally b'ra'is any of the chacham, of the gadol b'Torah, of the paisik. What he sees is the pshat that he sees that b'etzim he wouldn't hold that way. But now that the gadol says it, he taka thinks mistama the gadol's right and he's wrong. And mele he's mevatel das to the gadol. Or sometimes, no, he thinks the gadol says it, but I can't see how he's right. I still see that I'm right for my daya. And may I argue, as I can find in Keseder. So maybe you could say, Mara Mechad, Mara Mechad, V'loi Pligi. The Rishonim that are saying that it's asur to be shaisik and yimachuyiv to say your deya is pshat when lefi your deya, you're right and he's wrong, even though he's grasping from you. But that's not how you see the sugya. And be'etzim in Torah, you wouldn't be mevatel das. It's just dumb. You push its skin. You don't want anyone to have tainus on you. You don't want to make a bezayin for the gadol. So that's also to be shaysik adarab, but you have to say your deya. Hashem, and the Ran that said him yitzalach, like, he didn't mean it's dam tully on your rutzin if you're in the mood to argue, if you're not in the mood to argue. He meant him yitzah means if you hold that that's the right thing, I'll be tired to argue. But the reason why I was telling you rutzin is that could be a very often I'll be tired. The right thing is, and that's goofa considered your daya, that you mevatel das kvahir zaken. I don't think I should have a daya for mocking them. Not mitzad the covet, but mitzad the tayr alein. That's what I would say the pshat is, and there's no machlaikis. And imdim salayim, there is a machlaikis. Mistam and the pshat is that this whole din of being mevatel das and kvahir zaken and lulei de mistafina and saying that mistam and the other gadol is right. Avadim sak, you find this all the time, even though you also find the other way that you could argue. But could be an embezzin, you're not allowed to. Could be an embezzin, there's no such thing. A bezin's a pshat that you say you're egging a daya, period. As if no one else said a daya. And the Ran apparently holds not the way, because the Ran says a mutzulach like they could. Vice versa, if they want, they could be mevatel das. Okay, Nilani is daiti, I'm not sure. Al-Kabonim l'sikum, we have Rishainim, Kam Rishainim, Rashi, in a few places, Kloimash, the way Taisis, the Smag, the Ureim, the Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam, that hold Yanala to argue, and it's a Shaila, does that mean Dafka, Din Nefash, Yanala to argue, but in Dine Mamanis, you are allowed to argue, or even in Dine Mamanis, you're not allowed to argue. We just don't care if you don't argue. Let the Gadol have the whole Psak. What are you doing there altogether? Because you could say Derech Shaila, and we have a Shaila, if you said your day first, and then the Gadol says the day, are you now allowed to argue? And then we have the other Rishayim, the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Ritva, the Muki Yosef, the other Pshanim, the Adrama, the Rabbeinu Yaina, the Ran, and they all have Adi, you're allowed to argue, and they're talking Yimuchuyiv to argue, and Lysan al Rivis Vakert, that you're not let, he's not allowed to say his day at first, because you might be scared and you won't be Makayim Yachiv to argue. And then we spoke about what the Mashmayis of the Ran is that you could be Mavatal Das, and the Chinuch says it's Asr, it's alive the Raisa. We smoothed about that. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Shaina Adam L'Talmidai, a person is allowed to teach halacha to his Talmud, V'doni Mai B'dini Nefashis. And it can be done together with the Talmud Dini Nefashis. Rashi says that he teaches the halacha to the Talmud and shows him panum l'schusul l'chayva. And Memela, he could be nimda together with the Talmud l'schusul l'chayva. The Talmud could be like one of the Dayanim. So the Gemara says, May say, when you're dealing with the Issa of Tumah and Tara, so then a father and son, or Rav and Talmud, can be counted as two Dayanim. But Dine Mamanis, Dine Nefashis, Dine Makis, Kiddush HaChadosh, Ibra Hashana. But Mamanis, Nefashis, Makis, Kiddush HaChadosh, Ibra Hashana, Avu B'nai, Rav HaTamid, Amayin Le'Lechot, they only counted as one. So how could Rav say that Shoyin Alma Tamid, V'donim Ay B'dine Nefashis, and they counted as two? Here it says about Avu Benayim, Avu Tamin is only counted as one, Bedina Nefashis and Dina Mamanis Vechuli. So Mara says, Ki Kamarav, that the Tamid is counted as Kagani Afkana Veravasi. The Lugumori de Rav Avitzrichi, they still needed the Messiahs of Rav, they didn't know everything themselves, they still needed a Rebbe, because there were certain Yedias, facts that they didn't have on their own, they had to hear that from a Rebbe. Well, the Svarin de Rav Avitzrichi, but the Svaris, they already in Gansin, Muslim on their own, they didn't need the rabbi to teach them Svarah, they had their own Svarah. Samael and Abrais is talking about even the Svarah they need. The Talmud is not enough of a Baal Svarah alone. He needs the rabbi still to teach him Svarah. So then the rabbi and the Talmud can't be counted as two. Now, Shagin, if he doesn't need the rabbi to teach him Svarah, only Gemara, then the rabbi and the Talmud can be counted as two. Ad kan the Gemara. So the two issues here, the issue the Gemara is talking about Rav Talmidai. And then the Brisa threw in also Avu Benoi, which is Shaila is, what's this Avu Benoi? What happened to the Psul Kurva? So first I want to go through the Sugi of Rav HaTamidai, and then we're going to go through the Sugi of Avu Benoi. So Benegei Rav HaTamidai, the Gemara makes a Chilton in Tmeis and Taris, and dinim mominus nefashis makas kedusha chayish and ibra chayish. And Rashi explains the chiluk. Tmeis and tares betzim, you don't need a minion b'chlal. Hayrasim b'yachid. Why do you need a minion? When there's a machlokes, you need a minion. If the pshat is you only need a minion when there's a machlokes, then the rav and talmidah could be counted as two. Mashengen, if you need a minion, then the rav and talmidah can't be counted as two. It's a bit of a chiddush, because if vinish vi, when there's a machlokes, l'chayre, the reason why tmeis and tares you go b'sarayv is al sacher rav mahatos. Say, Manavshach, if it's called a rave, even though the Rav and Talmid is expected to say the same thing, but it's called a rave, because Vinishvi, you have Rav Chacham saying the same thing, even though the Talmud doesn't have an egg in the dayim, so how come by Dinim not? Vice is, by Dinim the Pshat is, it's not good enough to have Rav Chacham, and you need that each one should be a separate dayim in order to be rave. If each one should be a separate dayim, you need a minion of 3 dayanim or 23 dayanim. So you can't call the Talmud a separate dayan if he's still l'svarid the Rav Tzorich. He doesn't have egg in a day. By Tumas and Taras, even if he's not a separate dayan, Vaistay, since Rav of the Chacham hold that way, even though he's not a separate dayan, he only holds the way because his Rebbe holds the way, but he's counted as the Rav of the Chacham to pass in the Shiloh. Now Shankim, to be counted from the Minyan Hadayonim, if you don't have egg in a day, you can't be counted from the Minyan Hadayonim. The Rambam had a different girsa. The Rambam was Geris Dinim Mamnis together with Tmeis and Tyrus. The Rambam says that Dinim Mamnis with Tmeis and Tyrus, then you can count the Ava B'nai Rava Tamid Yishnaim, and Dinim Nefashis, and Makis V'chuli, and Kiddush Echaydish Nibra Hashana, then you don't count, then you count them as Echot. What's the chiluk between Dinim Mamnis and Dinim Nefashis? Me'echat Hesa chiluk. So the Kasef Mishnah says, because the Rambam holds, like we had learned in the first parak, that Dvar Torah, a Yochid, is good enough to dan dinim ominous. The only reason why they're Masakim 3 is on Yeshvikronis. So Mela, you don't really need 3 dayanim. So Mela, whenever you don't need 3 dayanim, so that Rav and Talmidah could be counted as 2. Mashen Kain, the dinim nefashis, the makis, the dinim rashon, and kiddush echaydish, when we deraisi, you need a gvis and misper of dayanim, then the Avim Benoi can't be counted, the Rava Talmida can't be counted as 2 dayanim. So, Kumdais, this should be a Shaila halacha l'maisa mamish. What's a din by dine mamanis? Halacha l'maisa. Could you have a bezdin with a Rav and a Talmud in the same bezdin? It would have to be a case where the Talmud still needs a svar of the Rav, but the Talmud still needs a svar of the Rav. Could the Rav and the Talmud be on the same bezdin? L'fi awagirsa. The Rav and the Talmud can't be on the same bezdin. You can't have a bezdin. I mean, he could be on the bezdin, but al kapanim, you'll need more dayanim because the Rav and the Talmud is a mainum le'ela be'echad. But l'fi the Rambam's girsa, b'dinei mominis, the Rav and the Talmud are mainum le'mishnayim. It's interesting, the Rif and the Rosh don't bring this din b'chlal, even though l'chayitz negei la'alocha. The Mordechai says a chiddush. The Mordechai says that the only case is talking about where the Rav is teaching the Talmud al-locha right now. The Rav is going and teaching the Talmud Halacha right now, B'shas Adin, and being done imay. But if right now he's not teaching him the Halacha, even though he's his Talmud, he says, Nivash Yoch Alei Shavim Abedin, Rak She'elek Sas Sor Loving Sas, V'lisav Lid Nishus Mechal V'gamri. If he's a Talmud that doesn't have a Sora, his egg in a Sora at all, then Avadi doesn't count as Ashtek Holtz. But if the Talmud has a Sora, Novas, he's not Mushlim in Sora, he still needs a Sora of Rav, the Mele, he says, it could be a dying together. It's Tavka when you're teaching him the Halacha right now, that's Heisish Kendei of Bechlau. But let's say you're not teaching him the Halacha. So then you could be a Talmud, a Rav and a Talmud could sit together on a Din Torah. The Gaon says that the Mordechai understood it because Rav says, Shaina Adam a Talmud if it done Imai. He doesn't say, a Rav done him a Talmud bedini nefashis. He says, Shaina Adam a Talmud if it done Imai bedini nefashis. Rav says, that's a shmooze when the Rav is teaching the Talmud the din right now. Rashi's not so much in a way. Rashi says, the Marlei Panim was chusul l'chayve b'seich ha-din. Rav says, the Rav is not teaching him kol halacha. The Rav is reading durch the halacha with him. Kabin HaMarechel was different than Rashi. Rashi's saying, it's not that he's teaching him the halacha. He's reading durch the halacha with him. He's reading durch the sugya with him. The Marechel is saying, we're talking about a case where he's teaching him the halacha. He's teaching him, this is the halacha. And then he wants them to be Nimnimai. So it is a problem. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like this Mordechai. In Simon Yud Chesif, hey, he says, Hadar mina b'gamar rava tamina mayna mala echad, dafka b'shoa shemalamdei rava din. And even then, Sok the Shulchan Aruch, if he's a Talmud like Rav Amin or Vasi, the Lengmari, the Rav of Itzrichi, Israel of Itzrichi, even, you could even teach in the Lacha B'Shas Adin in Danimai. But if you're not teaching him B'Shas Adin, even though he's his Talmud, Mayna Mishnayim, as long as he's a Ksas Israel, Havim Elisa Velite. Paskins like the Mardchai. Now the Ramah says that Vaisis Lene Issa Veheta and Tum Vatara, even if he's teaching him the Lacha right now, he could be done in by Bishnayim. Since the Mardchai is learning by Dina Farshis, Dina Mamnus are only discussing if he's teaching him Lacha right now, Vaisis Lagab Bidina Tum Vatara and Issa Veheta, even if he's teaching him right now, they could become Shnayim of the Chiddush. But that's Mukhach according to the Mardchai. The Tum in my Finite, Simon Yud Ches, he wants to know, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch bring the Nasa Rambam? The Shulchan Aruch Nemzan, the Bidinim Amunis, Yehei Mainim El B'Shnayim. The Rambam says, Dinim Amunis, Yehei Mainim Shnayim. So why didn't the Shulchan Aruch bring the Nasa Rambam? Why didn't they bring a Machlekes? It sounds like Shulchan Aruch was Machlet, that Dinim Amunis, you're not Mainim B'Shnayim. No, he brings the Chiddush and the Mainchad, it's not when he's teaching him the Din. Why didn't they bring the Nasa Rambam, the Dinim Amunis, Yehei Mainim B'Shnayim? Azakta Tumim, Vaisleis the Mechamba held that there's no machlaikis la locha between the Rambam and the other Rishainim. It's a machlaikis in Girsim Shat. The other Rishainim held that Dini Mamanis is counted as one, but they hold like the Mardchai that Safkwan is teaching him the din now. And the Rambam holds that it's counted as two, and the Rambam doesn't hold like the Chiddush in the Mardchai. And he holds that the Pshat in the Gemara is that not is teaching him now. Stam and Zerav and Talmud. So Mele, Kubi, the Ram will be masking when he's teaching him the din now, that's counted as one. So Kub Dais, Al-Kapanim, Bedinim Mominis is no Machlekes, Bedinim Nefashis, L'chari, there is. Because if the Ramam holds, we're not Tumah, he's teaching him now, and he holds Bedinim Nefashis, it's counted as one. And according to the Marichai, Bedinim Nefashis, Mominis is the same thing. If Bedinim Mominis is counted as two, when he's not teaching him now, so who would the Bedinim Nefashis? Palakapanim la alochet is no machlengis al the mechaber. The Rishayim that say that Dini Mamanis is counted as one, they hold like the Mardchai. It's talking about when he's teaching him the din. The Rambam that says that Dini Mamanis is counted as two, he's talking about when you're not teaching him the din now. And the Rambam will be masking when you're teaching him the din now, it will be counted as one. And the middle, you don't have to bring the Das Rambam. But he's bothered with the Ramah. So if he's there, the Ramah that says that Tmeis and Taris and Issa Veheter is counted as two, according to the Rambam, it's only when you're not teaching him now. Because the Rambam is not Mechavet in Dinim Amunis and Tmeis and Taris. So you would think they have to bring in the Sheet of the Rambam that by Tmeis and Taris, by Issa Veheter, the Sheet of the Rambam would be when you're teaching him now, that will be counted as one. But I don't hear the Kasha and the Ramah. The Ramah could be stammed in Paschal like the Rambam. The Mechabe have to explain, because the Mechabe has his Gimel Mudei Arah, the Rambam, the Riff and the Rosh. Here the Riff and the Rosh leave out the Sugya, so the Chayre, he should at least bring the Das to Rambam, or Paschal like the Rambam. Hashem and the Ramah that goes by Sarev Rishainim, Rashi, and the Ravid, and the Mardchai, and the Muki Yosef, and Kama other Rishainim, all have the Girsa that Dina Mominus is counted as one, not like the Rambam. So Mele, if you're going to name on the Mardchai's Chiddush, but that's only when the Rav is teaching him right now. So that will be Mukhach, that Tmeis and Taris, even when he's teaching him right now, it's counted as two. He wasn't Chayshish with a Das Rambam, it's a Das Yachid. Al Kapanim, that's Benegeya Rav Talmidai. Benegeya Avu Benoi. So according to the Giris of the Rishainim that we have, the Giris of Tmeis and Taris, that's the case that Avu Benoi and Rav Talmidai are counted as two. That's Pashit, because by Issa V'Hetta there is no Psul Kurva. So there's no reason why Avu Benoi shouldn't be counted as two. And we're gairis by Dinim Amunis, Dinim Nefashis, Dinim Makis, Kedesh HaChayidish, and Ibishana. It's only counted as one. And Taisa says the only reason why he brought an Avu Benoi is Lagabe Kedesh HaChayidish, and Ibishana. Because Lagabe Din, Pshita Dein Kravim Ksherim. See from Taisa's Al-Kapanim by Dinim Amunis, and Dinim Nefashis, and Dinim Makis, the Avu Benoi can't be more than one Dain, Pashal Sapsul Kurva. And even Kiddush Chaydish Ibishana could be means Psul Kurva, just as a Chiddush. You would think there's no Psul Kurva by Kiddush Chaydish Ibishana. Mais is the Machlokes in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak is the Psul Kurva by Edom. I mean, the end of the first parak. So you could clarify the Yonim also, or could be Taisus holds the Mais that there's no Psul Kurva. It's only because Avu Benoi is like Rav Talmidai that we're going to assume the same din. The site of Avu Benoi, the reason why they can't be counted as two by Nefashis and Mammon and Samakis, is also Psul Kurva. And as I state Mefurish in the Chlusheran and the Meiri, that Avu Benoi is a Psul Kurva. But the Rambam, like we said, was Geiris, that the Beidini Mammon is also Avu Benoi and Rav Tamidu is Maina Maisa Bishnayim. How's it shayek by dinim mamonis avu b'nai is meinim b'shnayim should be a psul kurva? And the Rambam holds that even by dinim nefash is a shver. Because the Rambam holds that there's a problem of Isis, the Rambam holds there's a problem by dayanim, we're going to speak about this soon, of nims echemem karve posel. So the Rambam says, in Perek Yedal Falachaches, zesho on a meinim avin ben, Bain be'echad bain b'shtayim. In other words, it's a kasha misai dine mamun asai dine nefashis. How could the avin ben be meine b'shtayim by dine mamunis, or even be'echad by dine nefashis either kravim? So zok der Rambam kagoyin shay echemem b'sanhedrin, v'ashayne ayim netamidim shenem me'eshi lum b'tzchusei chayva, shayim in dvare v'naysa v'naysa v'nimai v'nim nemimai. The ben is not in the Sanhedrin. He's in the Talmidim. And Mamela, he's just saying, Yeshi Lumitzchus. So you show him in Dvarah, Venoisim, Noisim, Venim, Nemimai. And then he says, Ubishask, my din, and Gaimus din, and Becravim, Shadiyanim, a cravim, Sulm, but didn't come out, so that they were saying the Avu Venoi could be Mina, whether it's Bishtaim, like by Dinim Amenis, or Be'echot, like by Dinim Nefashis, that's Dafka when the Venoi is not part of the Bez, and he's a Talmud. And it's only Bishas Masu Maton. We shame and vore v'naisim v'naisim v'nim n'mimai. But b'shas g'may din, ain't g'ayim is din b'kraven. So the shayla in the Rambam is a pella. What's Pasha Taich in the Rambam? The Rambam saying that b'din and mominus is counted as two, and he says, dafka b'shas masu matan, not b'shas g'may din. What does it mean to be counted as two b'shas masu matan? Where's the minion b'shas masu matan? As I fact, the Raven has said, "It's a sky race in the royal time of the reg with Varam Elu, Kilomasu Mata my minionica." What we should ask, my din also a minion. So mainly, he says, the Raven says that the kash is only shreying the Ramam l'shitasa. The Ramam's girsa was a bedina mominus yimayim shtayim. So mainly, at a kash, so they had to say, "It's b'shas masu matan." But zok the Raven, the teretz hotnish keverta. Where's the minion b'shas masu matan? Hashegel lefidik our girsa. The dafka tmeis etzmaris the meinim shnayim, but dinim mamunis nefashis makis kiddush achaydish in barashana the meinim echad. So hogufa, that's what it means, yemeinim echad, that he's not counted as a dayan, as nishkin dayan, because yemeinim echad. And the Ravid says, but what happened to the problem of nitz echad karev apostle? He do some matela that if you have a dayan that's apostle, you pass all the yonim, like we're going to speak about. So the Ravid, since you're not counting him, so it's like an aid that's lamech zeyasisu. It's only when you mechav and lehaid, you become part of the Eidus and you have a problem, this echem karev apostle. But the other Musa, it's only when you mechav to be a dayan, so then you're going to have a problem of nimsechem karev apostle. But here, since he's not counted, so he's not a nimsechem karev apostle, it's lamech zeh sisu, he's not planning on being a dayan, he's not going to be counted, and the mela, you don't have a problem, this echem karev apostle. But what's pshat in the Rambam? What's the minion that's there b'shas masu matan? So we spoke about this in a previous shiur. We'll say it over again. Hagishmak eteris from the stipler in the briskerov. The mechavim ledavar echad. The stipler is here in Sanhedrin, the Kilos Yankov Simon Gimel, and the briskerov is in the Kavitz Eish Tamid. That they say that the bezin has to paskan on two shailas. The bezin has to paskan on a shaila right here. What happened here? What was the mitzias and what's the halacha and lamaisa in this particular case? That's one need in the Bezin Esther Paskin. But sometimes it's totally in a halacha shayla. It's totally in a regular halacha shayla. The halacha is not clear. We have a machloikis la halacha. So there it needs a minion to paskin the halacha shayla. So b'shayas masu matan, it comes up very often a shayla la halacha. Forget about this case. What is the halacha b'chlal? A klolistik halacha which you have to paskin, not negated to this case. Theoretical abstract halacha. There, you don't have the psulim. There's no psul kurva, there's no psul of anything. So all the tamei chacham that are there can be omer the din, just like by tamei sataris, to paskan alocha, alocha shayla. So there you have a shmuz. So that the Rambam says that by mominis, avu b'nai are counted as two, but by nefashis, even to paskin stam the halacha shaila, the Ava B'nai and the Ava Tamidai are only counted as one. Tzarechin a little bit, because if all they're doing is passing in the halacha shaila, you don't need the minion of Chav Gimel for that. Al Kapana, that's it, a teaching the Rambam. That when the pshat is you're passing stam halacha shaila, the halacha l'maisa, what is the halacha? The chloli is, not necessarily in this case. So that's the masu matan, where by dinin and mamanis, the Rambam holds the Ava B'nai is counted as two and Tmeis and Tyrus. Vashengim by dinin and farshis, the Ava B'nai and Rava Tamidai is counted as one. Then they have to paskin in this case, what's it then? Taking into account what happened, what exactly happened, and making the Shikal Adas Shaila said in the gay specifically to this case. Is this a case of Kach, or is this a case of the other thing, Ukadayma? Which there, you need the 23 day on him, there shouldn't be any craven. So Kundes Lefila Rambam, Avu B'nai is not pshat as a psul karev. So it's came psul karev b'chlal, because under Rambam, we're not talking about b'shas g'mar din. B'shas g'mar din, there can't be mayna na b'shnaim na b'echad halt the Rambam. There's a problem of nimsechem karev apostle. Avu B'nai is a pshat that they're not considered 2 days. The Ben is going to say what the Av is going to say. Like the Talmud is going to say what the Rav is going to say. But the shmuz of the Avu B'nai and Ravu Tamidai, a main and Steimer Echad is a pshat b'shas masumata, meaning when they're trying to stam the side halacha, legabe stam abshek halacha. What's the psak halacha? What's the afshein in Shulchan Aruch? What exactly is halacha in this case? B'chlolius. When it comes to the Gemara Din, then Avad is not shaykh and Avu B'nai b'chlol. The B'nai can't be there altogether. That's what the Rashi brings it to Sefta, that says, Sefer the Brash L'yesha b'tzidah filosheisig l'yamad v'haylich loy. That means b'shas g'mar din, he can't even be in the room, he can't be there altogether. There will be a psul k'rayvim. Now, Nika Shaila, is there a din of nitzlechem k'rayv apostle agam b'dayonim? We find in Edom, Mishnah Makis Davonv, that if you have, let's say, more than 2 Edom, you have 3 Edom, or even 100 Edom, if one of them is a k'rayv apostle, the Edus is bottle, the Gemara goes to different chalukei dinim, when do you say that, when not? And the shaila is, do you have that by dayanim? L'chaira, the Rambam and the Ravid Amavur, you have that by dayanim. The Rambam that says, that zeh she'anu moinim avim ben bein be'echad bein b'shnayim. That means even though you mean moinim be'echad, it's dafka when it's b'shas masu umadun, and he's not in the session. Or b'shas k'maydin and goyim is adinai b'kroivim. It sounds like even by din nefashis that you're not counting it as two, but he can't be there altogether. Sounds like the problem is Nimsach Makarev Apostle. And the Ravid is even more mafurish. The Ravid says that since you're not counting him, but lives like Lemerzeh Sisu, he's not coming to be a Dayan, he's just coming to watch. And maybe that's why it's not Nimsach Makarev Apostle. But if he would come Taka to be a Dayan, it's Mavur in the Ravid that there wouldn't be a problem of Nimsach Makarev Apostle. There's a Mishnah Lamelech in Perik Design El Chaseidah Salacha Hei that discusses it. He doesn't bring the Rishayim, it brings the Marchash, one of the Achreinim, that says you do have such a din, and he himself brings the Rashi in Yevamos Kuv Dalid, Rashi in Yevamos Amitz Chalitza, that's Mavuri, says that you don't have the din of Nisach Harav Apostle. But the Machne Ephraim brings in the Ritva in the same place that the Muki Yosef brings, it's also in the Ritva in Mitz Chalitza, that is Mashmet the old Apostle. The Shaila there, you have extra Dayanim by Chalitza, could the Dayanim be Psulim, the Mavuri is Mavuri not? The Shaila is why? Rav Yishenim seem to hold there is a problem. Like we said, this Rambam and Ravid, they also bring from a Tshuvas Rashbazai, the Rivash and Siman Tov Yud Gimel says that there's such a problem. Like we mentioned, this Ritva in the beginning of Mitzvah Chalitza. Could be Rashi there, like the Mishnah Malach says, Rashi and of Kuf Dalet is Mashma only when the Nimsach Karev Apostle, you won't have enough Dayanim. It's Mashma if you'd have enough Dayanim. You don't say Nimsach Karev Apostle, and the Tumim and Siman and Vav Sivkan Chavches brings from the Rif, he brings the Raya from the Rif, that it doesn't passel. Could be, I would think that it's Tali in the Shaila, that Kamer Rishayim hold that any psul v'shteit be'edis is automatically psul by the Yonis. That's how the Rishayim say that Isha is pasul adon. But there's a Taisus that holds that Isha is lav dafka pasul adon. So could be, if it's not that any din v'shteit be'edis is automatically din by the Yonis, then you don't have by the Yonis, it's din is a charev apostle. It's din is a be'edis, lav yishnayim edim, v'shleisha edim. But Rav Yishayim will know that every psul edis is automatically a psul dayonis. Who would be that way? There's a ksais in Siman Lamed Vav, he doesn't bring the Rishonim, he just brings the Mishnah Lamelech from the Marachash, and he wants the Taina that no, that you don't say Nimsach Karev Apostle, but Yanmi wants to bring a Raya, because the Gemara says in the first parak that Midiraisa, one aid is kosher, one Dain is kosher, Dinimamis could be Be'achad, and the reason why the Mesach and Shleish is because of Yesh Vekronis. So if you have three, you say Yevshet, it's like a Memchad the Gomer. You have one, he might be a loy gomer, he might be a shvei kronis. But if you have three, at least one of them will be a gomer. So, fektik says, what's it going up? One's a gomer. If you have the other ones as a shvei kronis, you'll have the same problem. Then, sechem karev apostle. So, chayr it's smuchig, about the gemara says, if I only have one, maybe it'll be a shvei kronis. But if you have three, at least one of them will be gomer. So, the pshat is, if you have one of them's gomer, it's a kashu din, even though the rest are a shvei kronis, they don't say nim sechem karev apostle, they do some betelo. And as I passing in the Ksais Halacha Lamaisa based on the Sarai, it's interesting. He doesn't bring Lachayr to Rambam and Raivin. Pretty mafurish that there is a Din Nimsach Karev Apostle by Dayanim. Now to the Miyashiv is Raya, because Kamri is showing them all there is such a psul. So I have three Yeshuvim in the Achrayim. The Shah Mishpat says, it's in Simon Gimel Sifkat and Beis. The Chedush Eran says, that the pshat is that once you're going to have one that's gomer, he's going to make sure that he's not going to sit in the din teira unless the other two are gomer. You're going to get three dayanim, so one of them is going to be gomer. The regi, you have one of them that's gomer, so he's going to say, oh, since he's gomer, I don't want to sit with people that are like gemiri, I'm going to make sure to get another two that are gemiri. And mamele, have all three that are gemiri, so mamele, the whole kasha doesn't start. But if you learn like the parsha pshat in the gemara, at least one of the three will be gomer and the other two tak will be loy gomer. So why isn't that a raya that you don't say nimsechem karev apostle legabe dine mamanis? So the stipler earlier kills Yaakov and Simon Beis. He says two mahalchim. One mahalch he says is that a yeshik kronis is not called a psul dayanis. He's not a dayan. The psul of yeshik kronis is not that he's apostle to be a dayan. A karev is apostle. A rosh is apostle. A yesh v'kronis b'chol nishkin dayin. Ha'od nishkin shem dayin b'chol. Nimsach or apostle is, you have three dayanim, and one of them have a pasulus. The psul is nimshach to the other ones. He brings the marshal from the Ravid in Makkos. The Ravid says, if one of the three edim, by edim, if one of them is the Baal Dover, you don't say nimsach or apostle. The Gemara says, because you need mekayme Dover, not I say Dover. And the Ravid explains, because the Baal Dover is b'chol nishkin eid. He's not pshat, he's an aid with a psul. It's ishken aid. He's not from the Mekai Meidavar. He's not an aid b'chlal. So mainly he don't say Zekar of apostle. So who then he says the Yeshua Kronis is not a psul dayonis, as b'chal nishken dayin. So he wouldn't say Nim Zekar of apostle b'chai gavna. Being said, Deilim is that the Nesivus says, b'shem the Tumim and Simon Lam and Vav, that an ish and a katan, you don't say Nim Zekar of apostle by ish and a katan. They're not an aid. A karev is an aid. He's just grabbed a karev in this case. A rashi once was kosher. So, memela, he became pasul, was a psul that became psul rasha. A ish and a katan are not an aid b'chlal. So, koshkin, you could say, by yesh karanis, that they're not a dayan b'chlal. That's one teretz, he says. A sveita teretz, he says, and this is mechavan osa to Rameya Simcha, in the chadush Rameya Simcha, early in Sinajin Dav Gimel, that when there's a din that you need a certain number, by edus you need two, if the halacha is by the onus you need three, or by din in the farshis you need 23, then it's shayach nimsechem karev apostle, because it's a chsarin in the mitzvah, it's a chsarin in the minyan. Now shayachin if me deraisa, all you need is one. Not have a problem of yeshur kronis, you'll get three, you'll have one that's gomer. So there you can't say a problem of nimsechem karev apostle. All you need is one. Now that you have two, it's not pshat, you need a tzir for minyan. If there's a din sirif, because you need two, you need three, you need 23, so then if another karev becomes mitzurif, even though you have more than what you need, but you need a tzirif, you need a group. So he's a member of the group, he passes the whole group. Mashagin, if all you need is one, you don't need a group b'chlau. So there's no such thing as a tzirif b'chlau. There's no such thing as he's becoming part of the group, there is no group. So melech not shayach ninsachem karev apostle. So Bekitzah and the Ksais is Kasha, the Rishayin that hold you say Nimsech or Kavsa Dianim. How do they answer? And the Gemara says one is Kasha by Dinin Maminis, and you need three because of Yeshvi Kronis, and there's only Echad the Gomer. I said, Shah Mishpitz Teretz al Pidi Chadushi Aran, when you have Echad the Gomer, that's going to make sure all three are going to be Gomer. But even if you can learn there's only a chad gomer, you could say a pshad that a loy gomer is b'chalnesh can die and it's not shach nisra of pasuk, it's not a die in b'chalal. You could say a pshad if all you need is one, you don't need a tzir b'chalal, the male is not shach nisra of kar of apostle in that oifen.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.